This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Whoa, what a week. Playing the lottery is filled with chance and suspense, but being sick and admitted to a hospital is supposed to be predictable and routine. This week has been crazy, as doctors around the country and around the state of California jostle to get their patients into the hospital. The doctor is your advocate, but when it comes to hospital admissions, your doctor can only do so much, like put you in a long queue. Because of the flu, we have exceeded our capacity of hospital beds. As a result, patients are waiting hours and hours in emergency departments for a bed upstairs in the hospital. While patients wait in crowded emergency departments, they risk spreading the flu to others and catching other illnesses from nearby patients. This year, type A flu has returned with a vengeance, not seen since 2014. So here are a few basics about the flu. There are mainly two types of flu strains, A and B. Both A and B differ at the molecular level, but they cause similar symptoms. Within each type, there are subtypes. For most years, the flu is caused by a subtype called H1N1. It's fairly stable, and immunizations work moderately well, reducing the risk of human infections by about 60%. But this year, the influenza A serotype is not H1N1. It's called H3N2, and immunizations are not nearly as effective. Estimates are that this year's vaccine will only reduce the risk of infection by 20 to 30%. Maybe even less. Now, it's still better than nothing, but it is certainly not a home run. There are several reasons for the low rate of protection. Partially, it's because H2N3 changes or mutates very quickly. Partially, it's because of the out-of-date technology that we're using to produce the vaccine, which still relies on eggs to grow the virus. And partially it's because of the strategies we're using to predict the strain of the virus that will infect the public. So the vaccine is produced in an egg, and by the time it is produced, there are changes that occur in the virus, and at the same time, H2N3 may also have mutated in the public. All of these things lead to a less effective vaccine, and unfortunately, treatment for the flu is mainly supportive. There are three licensed medications, but they're only modestly effective, and then only if you start them very early in the course of the illness. The most important steps in an otherwise healthy person is to rest, and by all means stay home. Don't go to work or to other public places. Call your doctor if you are worried. But for those that do need hospitalization, you will eventually get a bed. But based on this week's experience, prepare for a long wait, and there's not much your doctor can do to speed up that process. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.